Heavenly Father, we are just so grateful we can just come rushing into your presence, clothed in the righteousness of Christ Jesus, our Savior. So here we are, and here we come. Thank you, Jesus, for rescuing us and for picking us up out of the pit and setting us upon a rock. And that rock is you and your church. And we thank you for that. And so as we worship you and praise you, Lord, we pray you'll be blessed by the praise of your people, and you will abide with us here. You will come and inhabit the praises of your people as your word promises us, and we will enjoy the presence of the Most High here and enjoy the peace that it brings. So hear our prayers, hear our songs of praise unto you, and come, pour your spirit out. Cleanse each one of us now by the shed blood of Jesus. Let no unclean thing remain in this place now, and be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm so glad to be here. When Randy came down and did a devotion for our staff, gosh, in the fall, I guess it was.
No, I think it was earlier this year.
Was it earlier this year?
Yeah, because you just started back up again.
Okay, yeah, just feels like yesterday, but yeah. I know it wasn't. I was so excited to get the invitation because it's been a while.
Yeah.
You know, we have COVID to thank for that space of not being able to come and visit and not have time with you, so I really appreciate the invitation today.
And we're glad for your time.
Yes, well, thank you.
Can't wait to hear what's going on
with
you. Yeah. And with your team.
Yeah. It has been quite a set of a couple of years. We have, our team has grown, so I've been with the center now 8.5 years. And
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So you've been sending me these stories.
Yes, oh yeah, I brought stories.
And I didn't share them yet.
Oh, okay. he's holding them close.
So you can embarrass me and say, I've been sending Randy's story. Have you heard them?
Yes.
Say, no.
No, yeah.
The other thing that I have that you can talk about real quick
okay.
in a minute is all these wonderful little things down here. That
oh,
I
great.
Still have.
Oh, yes. We
and
love
nobody
these.
Else has yet.
Okay, great.
And
yeah.
I never got them from Angela either.
Okay,
so.
Well, you could use these ones.
I know.
I mean, so there's these. They're good visual reminders. They don't stand up there, though. So I've been with the center 8.5 years, which part of me says, how did that happen? Because it feels like yesterday and also like it's the only thing I've ever been doing. And so I'm so thankful for that. And it's such a gift to be called to a place where God uses all of your giftings. And all of those places of shortcomings, he brings people alongside you to strengthen those. And I love that. I love that our team is a team that strengthens each other, even in the places where we have weakness. And our team over the last 8 years has grown from a team of 7 to now we're a team of 14. And it has been really such a gift of the Lord. We've added specifically two nurses. And so we now have 4 nurses on our staff.
Wow.
And then we have a counselor and we have then some supportive administrative services, which means that all of us actually get to do our jobs more effectively because we're not doing our job plus part of another job. And so that's kind of a state of our team. And I think it's been one of those things that you never, like we didn't know when I started and you have been supporting church for probably 36 years, probably
maybe
since almost day one. I don't know about day one, but maybe even day one. And I think about the progression of our staff over that amount of time. And I look at, you know, I think about my own life and our own, my own experience culturally in 1985 when the center opened. And our needs were different. We were able to be a more volunteer-run, volunteer-led organization with less paid staff because the needs were different. We were looking at a culture that hadn't yet fully embraced the reality of disposable life, which is what we see today. And we hadn't yet come to this place where an unexpected pregnancy automatically meant my first decision might be an abortion decision. We hadn't landed at that place where we are today. And so I look at our needs of our patients, and I look at the needs of our culture, and the need to be bold standards, I don't even know if that's the right word, a bold witness is a better word, for the love and faith and goodness of Christ. And that means that we need more people. Not that fewer can't be bold, but our needs are bigger. And we're seeing a more automatic response that an unexpected pregnancy should just be terminated. And that's becoming very commonplace. And I don't know if you all know that, but it is a thing. And even at our house in the Senate, headed to Governor Polis's desk is House Bill, and I don't usually talk about politics, so I hope it's okay, is House Bill 22-179 that was approved through the House and really raced through the Senate. And it makes Colorado's abortion-protected laws the most extreme laws in the nation. And it's appalling. And so it lands on Governor Polis's desk. And if you at all have a political, tiniest little bone in your body, I would encourage you to email him. I don't know how many of you are parents. And truthfully, our board is praying that his parental heart would be spurred to decline and veto the bill, specifically on the fact that one of the things it puts in place is a lack of parental notification should a minor have an abortion. And like, there are so many other atrocious pieces of the bill, but we hope that his parent heart might say, I would like to know. I would like to know if my child was going to have a medical procedure and be notified. So please be praying that God stirs his heart and God changes his mind and his heart towards this bill, because it becomes it's just really scary. So that's a piece that we're worried about at the center, and I'll say worried in terms of what it means for our state and the message that it potentially sends to women in our state that says it's not that big of a deal. When the reality is we know it's a huge deal. We know it is at the foremost of our minds. Life is valuable to God. We see it over and over and over in the scriptures. David writes in the Psalms about, you knew me when I was formed. When I was being knit together in the secret place, you knew me. He knows each one of us intimately, beautifully, perfectly. And he sees us as perfect because we're walking with Christ. We're clean. We don't show up with our dirt in our bag anymore. I just was listening to actually a message as I drove up, and about a gentleman who was hitchhiking and got picked up and was astounded by this gorgeous vehicle that stops to pick him up, and he's got this dirty bag. And the driver gets out and is like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I found you. It's about ready to rain. Let's just put your bag right here in the back seat. And like, not a blink of an eye of what was in that bag. And I think about the story of my life and Jesus. Jesus says, Jen, I gotcha. It's about to rain. Let's just take this bag and put it in the back seat. And you sit right here next to me. And I think, wow. And that is the message we get to send to all of the women and men that we care for at the center. Sometimes it's that bold. Sometimes it's more through our actions and more through how we care for them. If you follow us on Facebook or on social media, you might have seen that we shifted our marketing practices about 2 years ago, and it might have caused a concern for you because we now use language like pre-abortion screening. And what that does is it invites them into the front seat with us, and it invites them into a place where Jesus can meet them, because our women and men we learned who are considering abortion, they were never going to answer an ad for pregnancy services, because it's not what they wanted.
Right.
It's not what their choice was. And so when we changed our language, God is bringing more women who have high risk for abortion to our doors than we have seen in the previous years of my time. And it's amazing. It's also really hard. Be praying for our staff, particularly our intake specialists and our nurses who meet with these women who have heavy stories. I, as a guest of your church, don't always know all of your stories, but I know I have a place that has some heavy stories in my own life, and God takes all of those. And our nursing staff and our intake specialists get to be a part of hearing those heavy stories and hopefully revealing the love of Jesus to these women and men who come through our door, because they're seeking a termination of a pregnancy. And we can walk alongside and say, here's what's happening with your pregnancy. Here's a heartbeat. Come back in a week and let's test you for STD screening. Let's run that, because you need to know if you're healthy or not before you would make an abortion decision. Let's come back again in 3 weeks and double check that this pregnancy remains viable. Let's come back again in 4 weeks And all of that time, we're presenting the gospel at each and every single one of those steps. And we see change. We see change in women's lives. We see change in their decision. And so our process looks different and our language looks different because our culture is different. Our culture isn't us. If we were just advertising to you guys, we probably wouldn't even have a job because you might not need us. But we're not advertising to the body of Christ. We're advertising to the people who have yet to meet Jesus. And we want them to come in and know that he is good and that he's kind and that all of our stuff is welcome. He doesn't look at any of our story or any piece of us and say, that's out of here. I can't handle that. That's too much for me. He doesn't do that. And so I want to close by sharing two stories with you of patients. And I do send Randy stories every month, so if you don't see them, you should ask him. Say, what's going on with the center? That's right. Start sharing them. The first one is a 16-year-old young woman came to us because she knew she was pregnant. She had had an at-home pregnancy test and had actually shared with a teacher at her high school. And the teacher said, you should go to the Alpha Center, which touches our hearts deeply because we don't often know, like, what's out there. She and her boyfriend had already decided they wanted to parent. And during her appointment, she actually opened up to our intake specialist about leaving the faith due to a family tragedy. And she said that she admitted that she was curious again about reconnecting with God. So we were able to provide her with some spiritual materials as well as a list of churches in town who we know support Alpha Center. And we were able then to also make an appointment with our counselor to help her kind of reconnect and that rebuild that relationship with the Lord. Her boyfriend and her have both moved closer to some other families, so they've left our area. And that family is also a family of faith. And so not only are they going to receive support for this pregnancy, but they're receiving support to reconnect with their Maker. And because we expressed Jesus to her, she felt safe to say, here's what's happened in my life, and got reconnected with the Father heart. And that, to us, is pretty exciting. That doesn't happen all the time. And then this week, we had a 37-year-old woman came into us, very emotional with a positive pregnancy. She's had four previous miscarriages and was thinking that she was probably going to have another miscarriage because that's all she's known. She was very anxious. And during her ultrasound, we were able to, our sonographer was able to recognize and read the heartbeat of her baby in her womb. This is the first pregnancy that she has ever been able to see a heartbeat. She and her husband were together and started crying with joy and probably relief. Later on, she messaged us and said, I've established prenatal care, and we have had our second, first for them, a healthy ultrasound with this provider. Thank you so much for helping us to traverse this overwhelming time. You put our minds at ease when I didn't think that was possible. And so we want to thank you for being a church that believes in the value of life and that believes in the gospel of Christ as being the root of all life. We just want to thank you for supporting us. Thank you for praying for us. It is amazing to me. I think when I first began 8.5 years ago, I thought, man, this is a really small and mighty ministry, and we're kind of out here alone. Little did I know how not alone we actually are. We are joined by a body of believers all throughout Northern Colorado, and you are one of them. And I want to say thank you for that. It matters. It makes a huge difference. Our team faces spiritual warfare every single day because we are standing in the gap for women and men who would choose abortion as their first choice. And we say, that's not what you have to do. Jesus has more for you. So I want to say thank you. And I'll pitch this really quickly. If you haven't gotten a baby bottle, you would be amazed at the difference these little bottles make in our budget. I used to think, what's the big deal about baby bottles? It is almost a tenth of our budget what comes in these baby bottles. Sometimes it's change that adds up. Sometimes it's checks that we're like, what is that check? Holy moly. Sometimes it's cash, but it is significant. So if you feel like my change doesn't make a difference, think otherwise. It absolutely makes a huge difference. So thank you for caring for us.
And what I'd like you to do is talk about a few of the services you do, STT okay. stuff.
Oh, sure.
You do post-abortive things.
Absolutely,
I did
yeah.
a funeral one time with
yeah.
you all. You do Bible studies with your family, I mean,
yep.
your team,
yeah.
and I've done those
yeah.
with you. And then you also do something like that young couple you mentioned. You will walk them through
yes.
coming parenthood.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So talk at least
yeah.
briefly about
okay.
a few of those things, because I don't think they know all those
sure.
things that you
okay.
do.
Sure, okay, sure. So in addition to our pregnancy services, which is what we're
you
most known for, or that pre-abortion screening service, we also offer STD screening. So we offer screening to our community, so men, women, whatever, you know, we have truly whatever, can come and get screened for HIV, gonorrhea, syphilis, or chlamydia free of charge. And we do that for our community up to twice a year. So it's not like you could come every month and get tested. Like we don't want to be enabling behaviors, but we do want to help people have healthy bodies and healthy lives, because we believe that's when God can meet them, is gives us some neat opportunities. We've also seen several pregnancy patients come out of our STD screening services. So they come for one thing and end up using another service later. We also have a counselor, a relationships counselor, or just even a mental health counselor, and we'll provide up to 6 sessions for free for anyone in the community. You don't have to be a patient accessing our pregnancy or STD services to request an appointment with Dr. Mike. And so I would extend that to you. If you feel like you need to talk with a counselor and haven't reached out to Randy, you are free to call our scheduling line and ask for a time with Dr. Mike. You can have up to 6 sessions with him, and he's amazing. Strong believer and a gentle, loving man. So we have that. We have an after abortion care group, so for women in our community who have had an abortion experience, we desperately want them to know that the Lord still loves them, that they haven't committed an unrepairable something. All of us have that. I know the Bible verses that say all of you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and it's only by grace that you get to come to the Father. And so we want to extend that grace and that forgiveness and mercy to them. And part of that is a really wonderful and beautiful, powerful memorial service where they actually ask the Lord to reveal the gender of their baby, the name of their baby, and that baby is safely with Jesus. And Randy has facilitated that service once or twice. And it's a beautiful, beautiful service. We also have a program for women who have had miscarriage. They can meet with a counselor one-on-one, specific to loss of miscarriage, stillbirth, or sudden infant death, because that's just a different sort of loss that some of our women face. And then we have parent mentoring. We do a lot. So we have this like little surface level, and then we have all this roots underneath. We have a parent mentoring program for our women and men who are choosing to parent and maybe don't have a supportive system around them. We can pair them up with a mentor to get them ready for bringing baby home and what those first couple of months look like, because I haven't ever had children, but I understand they don't come with like a user's manual.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I understand, you know, I hear this a lot. And so we try to help kind of provide some skills and some resources so that once baby has arrived, they have some support. And then we've just relaunched. We had a hope and a prayer for like a single mother's group, almost like MOPS, but meets in the evening. And wouldn't you know, we launched it right around the time of COVID, so it went nowhere because everything had to close down. And we just relaunched that single mom's group in January. And we have regularly, it meets the second Tuesday of every month at the Crossing Church, and we regularly have between 5 and 8 women who are showing up with their babies to be in community with each other. And that's providing support past delivery. So they can come up until their child is 3 or 4 years old, and they're learning about nutrition and first aid and raising healthy kids. And we're so thrilled to see that launch and to see it be responded to, because we just weren't sure. You know, when something doesn't go well the first time, you kind of wonder, are we supposed to be doing this? And so that is the scope of what we do. So when you give a gift to Alpha Center, you give a gift to all of that. And all of those places are bathed in the gospel. All of those places are interactions where we present the love and forgiveness and grace of Christ to the women and men who come to us. And it's just such a gift. And it's, like I said, it's hard, but it's a gift. It's really a pleasure to be there. Thank you so much.